Hi, my name's Troy. I go by Troidal Power on the internet. I don't know what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is, but everybody keeps talking about it, so I decided I should probably watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Join me on my podcast where I chronicle my adventure watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's right, it's Trotro's Bizarre Adventure. Hello, JoJo's. I've done this bit before, right? Where where I realize I don't have a name, because normally I say hello, friends. I watched an episode of JoJo again, finally. It was called, I want to say, The Game Master. Although that seems to have no bearing on what happened in the episode. I just feel like I saw that episode title. Anyway, JoJo, last time, JoJo shot up a restaurant with a Tommy gun, and this time it turns out that the person he shot up, is totally fine, because he's like a monster, but nobody knows that, so everybody's standing around screaming, and JoJo's like, "Aw man, stop screaming, lady, or I'm gonna have to smooch you. Yuck. New York JoJo is terrible." But he gets into a fight with the dude who tries to, like, shoot him with a Hamon blast. He's like, "I'm going to kill you the same way that Dio killed JoJo, or maybe that JoJo killed Dio, I don't remember." But oh no, JoJo tricked him, because he was behind him, and there was a mirror, which doesn't seem like it should have worked, but it did. And then JoJo tries to use Hamon to kill the guy, but he has a magical scarf that's made out of crushed up beetles who are good at conducting Hamon, I guess. So it, like, makes him immune to Hamon attacks. But that's okay, because JoJo stuck, like, 18 grenades to his scarf. And so he explodes and breaks into a bunch of pieces. And then JoJo runs away like a coward. But then there's a, like, cut to his eyes. And he's like, "Come on, follow me, you bastard." And so I'm like, oh, he's just pretending to be a coward? He's not really a coward? I'm not really sure. But the guy's, like, blown up body pulls itself back together like it does. And then he abducts a woman and sticks his fingers in her mouth, which is nasty, and threatens to blow off her head from the inside out using Hamon. And he's like, "I'm going to do this because, like, if you are the kind of person I think you are, you're not going to waste your time fighting for this girl, which means I don't need to worry about you because you're not a hero. But maybe you've got more of JoJo in you than I think. And in that case, you're going to fight to protect this girl, and I've got to worry about you." And, oh, wouldn't you know it, JoJo does. He fights him, and he beats him, of course. And the guy reveals that the Pillar Man is being woken up. The Pillar Man. The Pillar Man. And then we find out that Nazis found Speedwagon, and he's not dead. And they, like, got out of him the location of Dio's pillar body corpse thing. And then they kill a small child and sacrifice it to Dio in order to try to wake Dio up. So now Dio's gonna be hanging out with Nazis, I guess. And JoJo's on his way to Mexico to go look for the Pillar Man, which is Dio. There was a new credit sequence on this one, or maybe that's been the credit sequence and I just forgot. It's been a long time since I watched this, but I liked it. It was very flashy. It felt very idol-ish, very, very J-pop, but still a great roundabout at the end of it. And then next time on JoJo is an episode called The Pillar Man, and I processed exactly none of what's going to happen in that episode. No idea whatsoever. But I bet there'll be some ridiculous, over-the-top action and people talking very seriously about very silly things. That's all I got, friends. I don't know. I'm having a weird day at work. I was watching this while I worked on something. I'm stressed out, tired. I've been in a bummer mood lately, but I felt like watching some JoJo and telling you about it. So that's what I got. So, to be continued.